CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Rain fell on spectators, Olympians alike, during the ceremony of the Olympics in Paris. Laura Welch from Miami said it was worth it, though.
It was truly like a dream come true, even though it was raining.
Olympics fever has been slow to build in Paris. Residents have complained about street closures in the heart of the city, and local businesses say heavy security has kept away a lot of the customers they anticipated. Service on France's high-speed trains was disrupted by what officials are describing as coordinated sabotage just before the opening ceremonies. CBS's Jamie Yukas in Paris says security forces are on alert.
Nearly 800,000 people are expected to be impacted this weekend. UK's Prime Minister forced to change plans for travel to the Olympics. Others were delayed a few hours. Security was tight for those able to make it to today's ceremony. Snipers could be spotted on top of buildings, and fences were placed for miles along the Seine River.
We felt safe?
Yeah, I felt totally safe. They seem on top of it.
California's largest wildfire so far this year doubled in size overnight. It's now burned an area more than four times the size of the city of San Francisco. Police say an arsonist caused the fire, which has forced thousands to evacuate. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Chico.
Like a freight train coming through.
This man watched as the fire swept through his neighborhood.
It looked like one mass of smoke and flames. Yards by yards, it wasn't moving foot by foot. It was by yards. It was leaps and bounds coming through.
More than 1,600 firefighters are battling the flames north of Sacramento that have already burned through 250 square miles.
We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies.
That was the likely Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance being interviewed by television host Tucker Carlson in 2021. When he was running for a Senate seat in Ohio. Vance is standing by those comments, says CBS's Robert Costa.
We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats.
Some Republican sources tell me they are worried that more controversial past statements by Vance will emerge. Meanwhile, former President Trump says he will soon return to Butler County, Pennsylvania, the site of where he survived an assassination attempt earlier this month.
A probate judge in Las Vegas has approved a plan to auction off pieces of O.J. Simpson's personal property, including some of his memorabilia. Simpson died in Las Vegas on April 10th. He was 76 years old. Although he was acquitted of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, he was found liable in a civil trial, and the father of Brown's friend has filed a claim against the estate. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mom, it's school shopping time.
On it. Ooh, Target has select supplies like crayons and glue sticks for 25 cents, plus markers for 50 cents.
Next, my new Rockstar vibe means new clothes.
Ooh, totally. These graphic tees are $6 and made to last.
And a strawberry lunch bag to match my sweet personality.
Got it. It's only $5. Let's get your favorite Good & Gather snacks. They're now at a new lower price.
Best team ever.
When it comes to low prices, Target has your back to school.
What's up? I'm Miles.
Hey, and I'm Jara.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is how the flavors come together. First, I taste the smoky grilled chicken, then the pepper bacon with that maple bun, added with the sweet heat and the pickles.
I'm really sold on the pickle. It meets you in the middle with the sweetness and the heat.
It's spice-tastic.
Yum-licious.
Flavoristic.
The sandwich of the summer. The maple pepper bacon sandwich.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Some Boar's Head deli meats have been recalled.
At Boar's Head, we live for delicious.
But now Boar's Head liverwurst and some other deli meats are being recalled due to a listeria outbreak. Most recently, a tainted sample of the liverwurst from a Maryland store tested positive. Boar's Head is also recalling deli sliced meats made the same day on the same production line as contaminated liverwurst from a Virginia plant. Since late May, 34 people have been sickened by listeria in 13 states. Two people died in Illinois and New Jersey. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Marine archaeologists have discovered the wreckage of a schooner that sank in Lake Michigan in the late 1800s. The ship was found in 50 feet of water off Algoma, Wisconsin in May. It was a 130-foot, three-masted schooner built in 1872. It was en route from Michigan to Illinois with a cargo of bulk salt. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, hot, humid for the weekend, highs 80 to 85. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. Currently, it's 66.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Rhonda, you look so fine, and I love what you take much time for you to help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda, help me.
Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
From the
And timeless hits. WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To be
love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again.
Stay.
news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me. Wagon's Plus, Wagon's Plus for your mind. In the sense of compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless bounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
And politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Timeless favorites. WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
Is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why.
things we've done together while our hearts were young. I'm a walking in the rain. Tears are falling and I feel a pain. I wish you were here by me to end this misery. And I wonder, I wonder
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A jury has ordered an Illinois-based healthcare company to pay $495 million after a trial over formula for premature infants.
Illinois resident Margot Gill brought the case against Similac maker Abbott Labs, alleging that the company failed to warn that its formula could cause a potentially deadly disease called necrotizing enterocolitis in premature babies. Gill says her child developed NEC while in a neonatal intensive care unit, survived but suffered irreversible neurological damage and will require long-term care. Abbott's lawyers argued the baby's long-term injuries were caused by trauma at birth that deprived her brain of oxygen, and they'll try to have the verdict overturned. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS.